producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, I'm going to tell you how you can get into gold and actually receive physical gold. Not investing in gold, buying gold. And I've even set up a website for you to go do it. And every time you pay for it, you get it sent to you. And it's real. It's all real. That's coming up next hour. Governor Jay Nixon had a press conference the other day about law enforcement preparations for the release of the grand jury investigation findings into Michael Brown's shooting death at the hands of Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. I think they're expecting this to actually drop on the 14th, which, what is today, the 11th, 12th? So, Friday, they're expecting this to drop. And from things that are being leaked out about this, they're not going to indict him. They're not going to indict him. So then the rioters get to go, but we'll talk about the rioters in a minute. Now, Governor Nixon wants to make sure that safety is maintained, and he wants to make sure that the activists, the protesters, get to have their voices heard. They want to make sure they get their First Amendment right to assemble and protest if they did not like the grand jury's decision. But he also said that law enforcement had a primary duty in this matter to ensure the safety of everyone. Some of the activists, quote unquote, took this completely out of context. And so now this has been twisted by some of them to mean that law enforcement would be attacking protesters. So you have reality over here. And you have what they choose to interpret on the activist side somewhere over there. And there is very little middle ground. Now, some of the local news outlets and national news outlets are taking the time to go out amongst the places, and they're going, you know, to gun shops, Metro Shooting Supplies. Owner Stephen King told CNN that customers bought 100 guns this past weekend. Typical weekend brings in about 30 buyers. King says that people are afraid they're going to throw Molotov cocktails. And here you can tell that CNN is involved in this, referring to the mostly nonviolent protests that have taken place in Ferguson since the shooting. The increase in gun sales reaches across racial and ethnic lines, he says. A lot of black people are coming in saying they're afraid of hooliganism. Not all of Ferguson is going to be hooliganish. The media wants to portray them that way. Some of the people that are living there are saying it's actually going to all happen on one street, one main drag. But here's the thing. All of this is a very terrifying aspect, or prospect, rather. And for the people that just live there, they're not activists. And maybe some of them just reluctantly became gun owners. The legitimate peaceful protesters have wolves hiding among them. And they're looking to instigate something more than a peaceful demonstration. And a lot of these residents are buying guns for the first time ever. And fear is what's driving that purchase. For me, I have a concern about this. I have a concern about this. This toxic mix of simmering anger from people who are, they're not willing to communicate with each other. And then we've got these residents have just bought a gun of some sort, some kind, some way. Little to no training with it. And I'm afraid that's going to lead to some negligent discharges. Accidental shootings, whatever you want to call it. Unnecessary shootings. And more than likely, some death and some agony. And right now in Ferguson is, you know, what, you know, we're counting down. We're counting down. And inertia seems to have set in. We can hope that the cooler heads will prevail, but everybody seems to be gearing up one way or the other. So we'll see how that goes. We will see how that goes. I forgot to tell you that this portion of the show brought to you by Lionheart Industries, which you'll start hearing the spot today. I got an example of what their Black Friday sale is going to be like. Now, if you're not familiar with Lionheart, they have four models of pistol, four different trims of pistol. They are, let me pull them up, the LH9N, the LH9N Mark II, the LH9, which is their basic military configuration, and the LH9C, which I've got one of those coming myself. The discounts are going to be primarily on the handguns, and these are going to be deep discounts. The LH9, which retails normally at $675, can be had on Black Friday through Cyber Monday, can be had for $399. This is, as far as the grade of firearm, this is, think of it as somewhat engineered and manufactured the same way that SIG is, or H&K. And for 4 days in a couple of weeks, you can buy one of these starting at $399. That puts it down in the canic territory. The canic, the very affordable Glock killer. But I waited till today to send FFL information. As soon as I get it, I should get it before Black Friday, I think. What's the day, 12th? Yeah, I should get it before Black Friday. So when I get it, we'll talk about it. But this is a lot of people that I know that I respect highly think very highly of these weapons. And if you've never heard of them, go check them out at lionheartindustries.com. Also behind me, another new sponsor. I got something from them yesterday. I got the Fulton Armory M14 EBR. And it looks like a beast, but it's actually quite easy to manage. This is an M14 that has been taken out of the wooden stock and put in the Sage chassis. And everything about this gun is something else. And you can get the EBR tool, which has all the little Allen wrenches and setups to totally pull this gun apart if that's what you want to do. This is probably the nicest gun I have ever owned in my life. And it is an impressive piece. And I will be mounting a high-precision scope on it. Right now I've got a EOTech XPS2, which sort of looks, I don't know, minuscule on top of it. I've got a big honking piece of glass, 6-24 telescopic. That'll look more at home on it. We'll talk about more about this later. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right, welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA. This portion of the show brought to you by Lionheart Industries, about to have the biggest gun Black Friday you've ever seen in your life. I was trying to show the chat room the quick detach rail mount where I can mount the 6-24 scope on the Fulton Armory EDR, and I believe what has happened is that the nuts that go on the quick detach rail mount have been tightened a little bit too much to where it's just not going to sit on there. So the quick detach is not quickly doing anything. Nothing like trying to demonstrate something that just ain't happening. This is why most YouTube videos are edited. Right now in the United States, U.S. Border Patrol agents are being disarmed. Yeah. These guys have come under fire with crew-served weapons, aircraft from the Mexican side of the border. Right now, they're inspecting the quality of the agent's M4 carbines. That's okay. When they take them, though, some of them are not being replaced. That's not okay. Sometimes the agents have to share a rifle. How does that work? If you come under fire and you need to send something a little longer range than your sidearm out there, how do you decide who gets to have a turn? So, what we have right now, what we have, is both the DOD legally and the DOJ illegally have sent to the Mexican police and military, and a significant percentage of those which seep to the drug cartels, new fully automatic rifles, and our Border Patrol agents are having to share guns, share their weapon, their primary weapon. I guess that, you know, are they drawing straws? How's that working? According to Art Del Cueto, president of the Border Patrol's Tucson Sector Union, there's a lot of agents that are pretty upset over it, as well they should be. We know it's a dangerous job. We know what we signed on for, but we want to have as much of the equipment as we need to perform the job. Del Cueto tells us that because some of the M4s that have been taken have not been replaced, agents are pooling their weapons, which makes it difficult to personalize the settings on a rifle, such as the zero. Zero on a rifle like an M4, if it just has a carry handle on it, is very important. And everybody zeros their weapon. Every time you go to a new unit and you get issued a new weapon, the first thing you got to go do is zero it. Jeff Prather is a former drug enforcement agent who now runs the Warrior School in Tucson. He says that agents have reached out to him about the rifle shortage. He said agents stand the risk of being overpowered on the border. They're already, to a certain degree, overpowered on the border. They've taken 50 caliber fire from across the river. They've had a helicopter come over the border from the Mexican side with a crew served mounted on it, fire upon them. He said the cartels have always been better equipped, the paramilitary forces, the corrupt Mexican soldiers, and the federales at times. He said agents have contacted him and told him about their concerns about sharing weapons. And now, they're seriously concerned, which they should have been, because if they're concerned enough to reach out and contact him and reach out so that the message is getting out, they're not only frustrated now, but they're in fear for their lives. These guys should be strapped up altogether. They should be strapped up altogether. And they're taking the guns because of a quality concern. Del Cueto said the problem is now that they pool guns, so what happens is instead of having their individual ones they've sighted in, they're having to use a pool weapon that you don't know who used it before you. Prather believes that removing some of the rifles may be politically motivated. He said he was told that many of these guns are being removed for issues that are easily repaired, like the firing pin and the bolt. The bolt carrier on an M4, which is the same thing as on an AR-15, you pop a pin out on the back closest to the trigger, let the front end tilt up, pull up the charging handle, pull out the bolt, take other bolts, stick it in there, pop it back in. Viola. Eureka. Shazam. The M4 is designed to be able to be in a battle situation and changed out really quick. A lot of people, when they go out with their weapon, carry a spare bolt carrier group. They just do. And this is making some people suspicious that they're taking these things. The firing pin is nothing. The firing pin is nothing. Nothing to replace. There's nothing on that gun that can't be replaced in the blink of an eye. So it's beginning to look like they're being disarmed for a reason other than some sort of malfunction or mechanical concern. Now, we can attribute this to conspiracy, and it can be assigned to incompetence. It's clear that the president's commitment of holding his oath to defend America's borders is utterly bankrupt, if you haven't figured that out already. It's also clear that, like the military overseas right now that are still there waging ground operations, that now the Border Patrol, not only is their rules of engagement stupid, but if they do get into a position where they have no choice but to engage, what are they going to engage them with? What about the guy that's going to be up there holding the long straw that didn't get to draw the weapon that particular day? What about the guy that's got the weapon that's zeroed to somebody else and he can't hit the broadside of a bar? But that's okay, because the Department of Justice has already indicated they don't mind if they die. The only problem is I do. I know people on the Border Patrol. These are all good guys. These are all guys that take protecting the border very seriously. And to stick them out there as sacrificial badge wearers is malfeasance. It's not incompetence. It's malfeasance. It's criminal. I'm getting so tired of the without rule of law scenario that we live in right now today, thanks to our executive branch, that, I'm beginning to wonder, what's it going to take for the shooting to start? Sending these guys out there without every piece of equipment they need or want. Because they know what they need. They're the ones getting at. They're the ones chasing these people. They're the ones setting up on the border. They're the ones setting up and looking at the crew serves being fired at them. They should get everything they need to do their job. Period. Bunch of criminals. I can't wait till they go on the lam. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. They're going to be having a very rocking Black Friday sale, and you can buy some high quality weapons at a very low, low price. I mean, I don't know what the percentage is. It's. I don't think it's quite 40% off, but I'm not sure, but the example I was given was the $675 LHM for $399. That is, I don't even know if they're making costs on that. They just want to get their guns out there into the hands of people, because a lot of people have run them and they are very impressed with them. A gun developed for the military, for the South Korean, for the rocks. That's what the rocks carry. I look at Facebook. I only run Facebook for the show. I'm not really a Facebooker. I don't get out there and say, I just had the most delicious latte with a croissant. I never do that. I just do it for the show. And I saw this feed that had a link to an article that sounded promising, despite the source. It appeared to be a tribute to two deputies murdered in the line of duty on Friday, October 24th, 2014, in Sacramento and Auburn, California. Coming from the Sacramento Bee. Now, the Sacramento Bee is an anti-gun rag, disguised as a newspaper. And the editorial piece segues into talking about gun control. And it's the gun's fault. A police officer took umbrage to that. So he wrote the Sacramento Bee editorial board a very scathing letter, which I bring to you verbatim. This morning I started to read what I thought was going to be a touching tribute to two deputies tragically murdered in the line of duty. You began fairly well, but you could not help yourselves and had to include some liberal hoplophobic drivel. I should have expected nothing less from the Sacramento Bee turning a memorial into political propaganda. And he's quoting something. I guess this is from the editorial. Ask yourself whether they deserve every possible honor we can offer. For an officer to die in a Motel 6 parking lot for no known reason is a tawdry backdrop for indescribable courage. That assault weapons remain on the streets is a travesty. The letter goes on to ask, what in God's name does the weapon used have anything to do with how dangerous our jobs are? Do you even remotely realize that the overwhelming majority of law enforcement officers nationwide, 85% according to the recent Police One survey, support a citizen's right to own firearms, including the evil assault rifle you constantly drone about? Just to clear up a few things, because you seem to be quite confused. First, it has not been confirmed either officially or unofficially that either deputy was killed with an assault rifle. While an AR-15 was recovered during the incident, so were a number of other guns, including several handguns. Second, the AR-15 recovered, and for that matter, every other gun this piece of human waste had in his possession, was already illegal for him to have. One, he has prior felony convictions, and two, he was an illegal alien. Third, if you freaking liberal idiots would get it through your thick heads that illegal immigrants have no business being in this country in the first place, then none of this would have happened. When are you going to realize that letting people flow into this country unchecked over our porous border is destroying the safety of all those who live here, especially those of us who put our lives on the line daily dealing with them? Next time you try to offer condolences, keep your propaganda to yourself. Sincerely, a very mad deputy sheriff. How do you argue with that? How do you argue with that sort of a position? I just don't know how you do it. I just don't know how you do it. One of the issues that I'm having over the last couple of days is I'm having to use a different computer now because I poured Sprite into mine. And I don't, it's just slow. It's just slow for me. Anyway, as far as the FBI stats I brought you the other day, where violent crime is trending down, they've also released the gun homicide numbers. That, too, has gone down. The total, 8,454, was down 9% since 2009 when it stood at 9,199. The 8,454, the next time you hear somebody stand up and say 30,000 people a year die due to gun violence, well, it was actually 8,454. And included in that total is self-defense shootings. That's called justifiable homicide. 5,782 were killed by people wielding handguns, the next largest category, firearms, type not stated. I don't know how you know that. Total 1,956. A far smaller portion were killed with rifles, shotguns, and other guns, 285, 308, and 123, respectively. The number of people killed by rifles also hit a 5-year low last year, and more than five times as many people were killed with a knife, 1,490. rifles, all long guns, 285 deaths, 2013. The dog did pour the Sprite, Desert Eagle, but, you know, I put the Sprite there, so am I complicit? I think so. Now, additionally, 428 people were killed with blunt objects. People were beaten to death with fists and feet 687 times. And there was also miscellaneous other means, including poison and fire. So, population continues to grow, gun ownership continues to explode, and gun death rate continues to go down. In 2012, it was 8,979, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I'm trying to remember. It's 89-something. And now it's 84.54. It's going down. Armed people. Armed people are making the difference. That number will continue to go down as more and more people start carrying a gun. I know everybody says bill causation is, you know, is not, does not lead to effect. Yeah, it does. In some cases, it does. If those numbers, if one continues to go down and the other continues to go up, what other factors can you point to that actually would have an impact on it? Name one. Name one that I can. I'm being asked how many gun deaths attributed to gang violence. As of last year, it was 50%. I'm going to presume it's still 50%. Maybe it's gone up a little bit. I don't know. Additionally, John Lott's theorem that 70% of all of this crime is happening in 3% of counties also is still proving to be true. So, you know, most of this stuff happens in major cities amongst the gangs. Last year, it was 50% of all murder victims were Black Americans, and 50% of all murders were Black Americans. And that's gang violence. That's gang violence. It's not because Black Americans have this thing about killing each other. It's because that's gang members. That's what gang members do. Black America, they go to work, they watch TV, they drive a car, just like you and me. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Massive, massive Black Friday sale coming up. It's going to last 4 days. Go check them out at lionheartindustries.com. Pick yours out. This is if you're thinking about buying a handgun, go there because they're never going to be cheaper than they're going to be 4 days this year. Friday, Black Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Cyber Monday, boom, done. In about 6 weeks, I love the Christmas season. I don't know why. I just love it. I love the Christmas season. I'll be driving around the mountains of North Carolina. Hopefully there'll be snow on the ground. I'll be going around the cities where they're all lit up and everything, taking pictures and, buying gifts for the granddaughter and everybody else concerned. And I'll be waiting for Christmas Eve and all of that magic that comes for children. That'll be great. Also on Christmas Eve, the UN Arms Trade Treaty goes into effect. What does this mean for us once this treaty goes into force? Thanks to the Obama administration and John Kerry for signing the most worldwide form of gun control and sovereignty, invalidating piece of junk in history, even if the Senate doesn't ratify it, there will still be extensive results for us. First and foremost, since we have this thing about liberty, we just love it. And by nature, we disdain the forfeiture of our own sovereignty, as well as creating gun registries. We will not ratify them because we won't bend a knee. Well, that'll be one thing that doesn't happen, but what may very well happen is the importation of firearms from other countries will all but evaporate. Small arms from countries that have ratified the treaty include Germany, Italy, Romania, and the United Kingdom. As such, they will be compelled by international treaty to stop importation of their wares to the United States. Other countries that have signed up and are awaiting ratification include Austria, Belgium, and the Czech Republic. So, you know, if you just want to think of some name brands, think of Glock, think of CZ, think of Beretta, think of H&K, think of Sig, you know. I don't know what we import from the United Kingdom. Probably not much. We're not just talking about complete firearms either. The signing parties must also regulate export of parts and components that may assemble these conventional arms. After Christmas, normally the conventional model on pricing on guns is to expect a drop. But instead, some of these guns are going to go through the roof. And you can thank the Obama administration for this. This is the under-the-radar method that he was speaking of when he spoke of taking away Americans' Second Amendment rights. A strong U.S. president who loved this country and the liberty it entails could have easily, as the world leader, squashed this entire treaty long before it became a reality. Small arms treaty did not start under Obama. It started way back in 1997. It was brought up by the president of Costa Rica. And it languished for 10 years before it came up for the first time of the United Nations as Resolution 61/89. 153 foreign nations voted for the resolution, 24 abstained, and one nation stood as the lone vote rejecting the resolution. Who was that? Who was the one at the high noon? Who was the high noon Will Cain? That was America. The Bush administration did not sidestep the issue and abstain. They took a stand and they said simply no. And that ended the plan for global gun control right then and there, with a lone dissenting voice of the United States stopping one of the most dangerous measures they had ever tried to pass. Don't undervalue the impact of the United States in stopping it, because after the vote, Algeria indicated the effort must receive broad-based support from states and can be based on the principles of the UN Charter. Broad-based support. It had 153 that said yes and one that said no, and that one killed it. What they meant to say was the resolution can't go forward without the United States, which was true until we elected the gun controller in chief with his rabid obsession of disarming his own people. This is not conjecture. This is quantifiable action-reaction delineation. The day, September 25th, 2013, after Obama had Kerry sign the treaty, 16 other nations signed and 3 more nations ratifying immediately. Nearly 20 nations followed Obama's lead that day. 3 more would sign the following day. Before the Obama administration signed the treaty, only 4 nations on the planet had ever ratified this. Once they saw that the U.S. was willing to go along with, at that point, the dam gave way and countries were falling over themselves to follow suit. So even when the Senate refuses to ratify the treaty because of Obama's willingness to lead the world instead of his own country, the firearms industry will be hurt by this treaty. And that will hurt the average American gun-owning citizen. Now, the question comes up, can we just build them here? And we could, or maybe not. Once again, you have to look at the following aspect of the treaty. Parties must regulate the export of parts and components that may assemble these conventional arms. So what constitutes a component? Would it be a barrel or a stock? Or the steel and the wood to make them? What about bullets? You could also say that's a component and can now be banned from importation. The U.S. has been shipping manufacturing and textile jobs overseas for so long that we are lacking the capability of just picking it up and making it ourselves. Even if we start again, at the very least, prices for firearms and bullets will skyrocket. The arms trade treaty will, in effect, create an embargo designed to make the firearm in America go extinct or cow to the government to ratify the treaty. Not a very nice Christmas present for the Second Amendment. On the bright side, after this most recent election, the country will all but be assured that the UN treaty will not be ratified here, and that is something. President Obama was just in Asia wearing their clothing. He kowtows to every leader on the planet. Bows to leaders. He's supposed to be the lead. You know, the United States can lead the world again, has led the world in the past, has saved the world many times. Leader right now, the president, our executive, has no spine, but this is a temporary thing. But I am, with each passing day, I want to see Boehner stand up, and he's been getting a little tougher since his last election, thankfully. I want to see Boehner stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to defund the government if we don't go constitutional right now. And I mean right now. And it doesn't have to be all enacted right this minute, but we better get on the path. And we better have the goal. The goal is going to be codified. It's going to be articulated. And if it isn't, I'm going to defund the government. And let's see how that plays. That's what I want to see. Companies like Smith & Wesson, Ruger, there's going to be plenty of gun makers here in the United States that will continue to make guns. We won't dry up and not have any guns. But for some of us that carry Glocks or thinking about getting an H&K or something else, in a month, in a little more than a month, something's going to take effect that could dry everything up. And then we're going to see another panic buying, which will be bad. It will be bad. Steel-cased ammo, going to be gone. These are all conjectures that can come up, but, I mean, it really looks like this might happen. This is what happens during elections. We elected a guy who did not have any qualifications whatsoever. Right now, the Democrats want to push forward the next person that doesn't have any qualifications because she's next up. And we elected him. Certainly, you and I didn't. But he got elected, and now he has set the stage. Coming up next, we're going to increase your preparation preparedness kit. Going into the next hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.